Hey guys!
Welcome back
to
the
Die Room Podcast!
Are you ready to rumble?
I just realized that you said it's been a long time since we recorded.
Yeah.
And it has, because the last episode was a live podcast.
That's why. Yeah. In my head, I was thinking, I put on the headphones and I was like, this feels weird.
Yeah, it actually does.
Why I said that. Crazy.
For those who could not attend the live podcast,
it was so fun.
Sorry, you missed it, didn't you? But then again, we did give you the YouTube, but it was nothing like if you were there. You had to be there. It's one of those things.
It was an experience.
Guys, it was so fun.
It was actually an experience.
Guys, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, all three of us collectively, after the event, we said that was the most life-changing moment.
We had a massive debrief.
That was a life-changing moment for us. I'm not even going
to
lie.
I literally said this to these. I was like, this one is for the books. Like, yeah. I'm not joking. This is one of those moments where, like, I'm never going to forget it.
It's not big for you guys, but trust me, on this side, it's like, wow. It's like just whoa.
Everyone that came up to us and, like, told us, like, just how they feel and how the podcast, what the podcast means to them, and just, like, you lost vibe and energy that day.
Oh, I will say one thing. We had SKT workers with us, and Rafiq's one of them, and Rafay was one of them, and there was, who else? Yeah, basically, Rafiq and Rafay, I'm going to speak about them. They were like, your audience reception and your audience engagement is like no other.
Yeah.
They were all our friends like, said that as well.
Yeah, because they're boys, so they actually don't know how girls do. Yeah, so it's like, it was just interesting.
Even the girls that came, Hanny, everyone said the same thing.
Like, yeah, we basically got the feedback that we needed and that we wanted, and it was better than what we expected. Yeah. And even on the day, I could tell that it was a good day.
Yeah.
And it was only down to our audience. I have to put my hands up. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. We didn't do anything.
It was actually you 100%. Guys.
And guys, do you know what it is? As well, yeah, it's so different to see people that support you than to like
just hear them,
and like see their comments. Like, it's so different when you see them. It was so overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wallahi, all of us, like when we met everyone, we were like, "This is overwhelming." This
At
is
one
lot.
Point,
this is
there was like a queue for people to take pictures. We were like,
"This isn't real life."
We're like, no, I'm going to the back to get myself a tea.
Literally.
It was overwhelming, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good overwhelming.
It was overwhelming of love and affection and just like good vibes. Yeah. Like, and yeah, you know the point you made about seeing that love face to face is
so different.
Like, that's such a fact. Like, I can read a message and be like, that is so cute. But hearing you and looking in your face and seeing in your eyes how
cry.
Much something needs, like, bro.
I will cry.
Just literally
cry.
Feeling the emotion.
Yeah. It was actually, sorry, I'm fixing my scarf here. It was actually a different experience. Like, just I don't know how to explain it. And we walked into that podcast
not prepared
and
so nervous.
Not even I was gonna say
so
we walked
nervous.
In and I'm gonna be very honest, and we said it would be our last because of
how stressful it was.
Because of how stressful it was, we walked in saying it's gonna be our last podcast episode, event, whatever. And we walked out saying, when's the next one?
When's the next one? Like, we were itching to find out when the next one is. We want to go to Birmingham, Manchester.
Yeah.
We want to go around.
Yeah, we want to do a little tour in
Australia.
No.
Guys, no. I want to go down under.
But we do want to go to Australia.
Melbourne,
but we can't
Sydney.
Wait, why not?
You got the funds for that? The
funds ain't really funding.
Oh, I thought you had another reason.
No.
But honestly, we really want to go to Australia.
Down under. If any fans want to buy free tickets...
And guys, you know what it is as well, yeah? Even if there was 5 people there, it would have still been a life-changing moment. Like, the number didn't matter at all. Like,
even if it was, and thanks to you guys,
so
we sold out. Kick claps to yourself. Pat on the back. We sold out, we're just doing that,
Hands on your knees.
That's another day.
Sure, we're doing the CSM now, you know.
Allahumma barik, Allahumma barik.
Oh my God, guys, and also, one thing that I'm actually proud of us, hold hands, go team. I'm proud of us this year. Okay, cool, it's only been like a couple months. But I'm actually proud that we actually celebrate our own achievements now.
Yeah, I clocked it.
I realized that. We celebrate ourselves.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so
we're
odd for us.
We're celebrating little milestones and I clocked it. And I'm happy. Yeah. And I like it. It's actually nice.
It's a learning curve. One thing I appreciate about this year is that we've actually stepped into this year very different to any of the other years.
Yeah, this year is so different.
This year, Allahumma barik, has just been just a positive.
And we've seen change.
Yeah, already. Every single month. Yeah. Like, and I'm just, inshallah, we can keep it up.
Throw back to Aisha in one of the episodes last year when she was like, yes, I'm proud. Of last year.
I was so
disappointed. A negative mindset.
I was so disappointed in 2022.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, same though, but I knew that it wasn't because of us. It was because of circumstances. Carry on.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say that. This year we stepped in because we have a better mental outlook of it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like, our mental health is in a better space. Everything is in a better space. We're overall happy.
Yeah. And speaking of mental health...
Speaking of mental health, guys, that brings us on to our
sponsor.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this part of this video. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and it's 100% online.
With BetterHelp, you can access a network of 250,000 licensed and experienced specialists who can help you with your needs.
To get started, all you have to do is just answer a few questions about your needs and your preferences, and BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you see fit. Phone, call, text, and it's whenever you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Basically, guys, you get your therapist and you attend live sessions with them that's convenient for you and them, and you just schedule that with them.
And if you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit for you, you can always switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and experience that you would get from an in-office therapist, but with custom pick schedules, custom pick timings, and that basically is it.
So get 10% off betterhelp.com/diaryroom, and this link will also be in the description. The 10% is only for the first month, but you'll love it.
Back to the video.
All right, reporting back live from the Diary Room podcast. What were we speaking about?
But yeah, no, it's just so nice to just have a positive outlook. And do you know what's even madder for me anyway? I feel like life hasn't really changed for us, but our mindset has. Yeah. Like, normally people's mindset only change when they're happier or like things happen for them, but like
things changes.
Haven't really exactly, but things haven't really happened for us, but we've changed our mindset. So I'm personally, I'm proud of that.
I'm
like,
happy. That's
I'm the, so happy that I didn't have
I'm
to have something
so
to be content and to have a better mindset, if that makes
we're
sense.
We're actually just riding the Alhamdulillah wave.
Literally.
We're riding it so hard. I'm passing them waves. I'm literally dodging everything.
And guys,
it's
I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, if you lot see, like, the bullets that have been
dodged.
Like, not even dodged, that have hit us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to speak, like, there's some stuff we speak about here, but there's so many other things we don't speak about. Do you get it? But it's just all about Alhamdulillah. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe we should give them an inside scoop.
No, I was talking about, like, family and, like, home and that. Oh, I was getting deep.
Oh, you're getting personal.
I was getting deep and personal. But it's all about Alhamdulillah.
More professional way. There is things as well that have hit us, and it's like bullets, and it's like, no. I'm going to take that one on the chin.
It's like, what? What's the thought? Like, I didn't take a bullet out.
I'll take that bullet out myself, furthermore. You know what it is? It's just... when people say it, I can't lie, back in the day, and when, like, now that I'm living it actually makes so much sense. But when people used to say it, it never, like, in my head, it never used to make sense. But you'll always be content once your mind is with, like, you'll just always be content once your mind and your mental is in a good place.
Facts.
And that's why people say focus on it, work on it, like, go to the gym, work on your body, work on this, work on the way you're eating, because your mind is actually it's a full on reflection of your entire
100%.
Life.
Don't let your environment literally reflect your mood.
Exactly. And also,
if your mind's in a mental, if your mental is bad, everything will be bad. Whether you're having the best day ever, it will be a bad day.
100%.
Do you get it?
Yeah, 100%. And I do feel like, as well, like, as much as people say, oh, like, you know, one person can be in a mindset, but it won't affect the other. But I feel like it does. Like, all of us three had a bad mindset last year, and it's so mad how we all have a different one now. Do you get it?
Yeah.
And that's because, like, I'm not going to say that it's like your fault or my fault or your fault that we that was
but
like
100%
that.
You bounce
but
off each other.
100% you bounce off it. Like, you bounce off those vibes. You get it? So if you're all in that place, so if you're all in that space, naturally you're all going to stay in that space until one person changes, then you all change. That's just how it
it's
is.
It's a lot easier to say than to do, but
100%.
I can't lie, it took us a year to get here. So it's actually a lot easier to say than do, but when you do get there, and once you do realize, okay, I need to get up and fix up.
We're not perfect, guys. Like, there's still days where we're just like,
you just have better days than bad.
Not today.
Yeah.
I'm talking about work mindset, because obviously this is work for
us, exactly.
Even though we love it. It's not actually work. Yeah, even though we
this is a hobby.
This is basically a hobby
that I love and cherish.
It's a hobby that's got its perks.
You know what it is? Mina said something after the event, and it was actually kind of cute.
Oh,
and she was like, even if it doesn't get to a stage where it's like full time work, because right now it's technically part time work for us.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't get to the stage where it's full time work, she's happy to do it.
So
like,
happy.
Just happy to do it.
So happy to do it.
And I thought that's cute, because that just shows that you're not doing it for money, you're doing it
100%.
For anything. You're just doing it because you actually like the feedback.
No, 100%.
Basically, the event just
that event changed.
We had to become selfless after that event.
Yeah.
And we had to deed that the impact that we have on other people is more important than the impact than a bad day for us filming. Do you
that's
get
exactly
it? Like, I don't know how to
say.
Explain it.
Go on then.
It's just like...
That's what I was going to say. She literally said exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's the change you're making in someone else's life that's
I didn't even care about myself.
100%,
100%. Bro! Yeah. Oh, sorry, go on.
No. I was only... No. Bro! No. I was going to say that also, back in the day, I feel like us three as well, like not just myself, but us three, all of us, we used to kind of just be angry at, okay, how do I word this?
So entitled, respectfully.
We used to be, okay, no.
I feel like it was entitled.
No, I wouldn't say entitled, but we used to be angry.
We were a bit blinded, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see the bigger picture, and like, yeah, that day, that event made us realise, yeah, the bigger picture. You're so silly. Yeah.
And
like,
selfish.
Yeah.
But we used to be angry that we wouldn't get shouted, and we used to get angry that people would kind of like look at us in a certain
overlook
way,
yeah,
and like overlook what we have and just see three black girls in hijabs, you know what I mean? Yeah. But right now, I'm not even angry. Like, I'm so happy to, yeah, be that black girl in a hijab, if that makes, yeah, sense. Like, if that means I get less jobs, so be it.
That means
so be it. I don't care. I'm going to be, yeah, honest. Like, if this was me last year, I'd be like, yeah, it's so annoying. Like,
yeah,
but like, I'm always going to be treated like this and this and that, blah, blah. That's, but now I'm thing, like, I don't care. Treat, yeah, me like that. I'm helping so many people right now. If you don't want to shout me, someone else will. Mm. And even if that someone else does not shout me, the people love me and they love us, you know what I mean?
The
and I love them.
Love me.
That's also another. Yeah.
Go on.
No, because she. Sorry. I stopped you.
Why are you nervous?
No, we spoke at the same time.
Yeah.
Rock, so, paper, scissors? Scissors, yeah.
One, two, three, shoot. Oh,
no, come on. Why did you
there you go.
Okay, no, you go because you'll. Oh.
Oh, why?
No, because she'll forget. So I just said, do you
know? I actually won't.
Okay. Oh my god, this was long to just get to the point.
Yeah.
I was going to bounce off of you. Bouncing off, piggybacking off you.
Forgot. All right, now it's the free ride. Sorry. Damn it, broski. Fair game.
Oh, forget I'm running home. Basically, if I was to skip a job next week, but it meant that I could put out a podcast this week for you lot, I would actually do it. Because I know that at the end of the day, Sandra from down the road told me that this is impacting her day and this is her only source of happiness, which is sad. But this is like, do you know what I mean? This is a...
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been down bad before. So it's a thing where it's like, I know that if I had someone, like, for example, if I looked up to someone that was helping me so much in that time of need, it would mean a lot to me. So the fact that I can do that for somebody else who's going through something is all I need, I'm going to be honest.
And even, yeah, for people who aren't going through something and just see us as people that are relatable.
Like,
see
comfort.
Us as, yeah, or, like, we're representative, yeah, or, do you know what I mean, of... Because I don't think there's many hijabis in this scene.
I'm going to
so
say my point, but I'm also going to ask you guys a question.
Refreshing.
So remind me to ask you the question.
Go on.
But my point was also, oh, it's gone now, low key.
I want it to be topic. Back. It's fine. It's fine.
But what I was basically going to say, which was related to time ago when Moon was speaking, was that, did I cut you from speaking?
No, I finished.
Oh. That mindset also plays a role. It plays a big role because basically what she was saying that is she started to look at the positives in things.
Mm.
And having a good mindset and a healthy mindset is what allows you to do that. When, yeah, you have a negative mindset and a negative outlook of life, you see everything as a negative and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
100%.
So that's why focus on your mental, everything else will follow. But
it's not happening to you, it's happening for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
I don't think I came up with that.
That's the title.
We just parked
there. That's the title.
Oh my god, this reminds me of the White episode.
This
reminds me of the White episode.
Nostalgia.
Oh my god. Whenever we do titles, we never think about it in the moment. Aisha just figures it out while she's editing.
Yeah.
But we have specific moments for, like, for example, the What is Your Why?
What is Your
that
Why?
Came in the podcast.
We just have like an enlightenment and we're like light bulbs, all of us. And we're
it
like,
just fit. That fits so well.
Yeah.
Us discovering in the White episode what our why was.
Yeah.
I know. I love that episode so much.
But my question is, it goes back to the event, but was there a specific moment or a specific something that someone said to you that sticks with you? Like, you know how, like, everyone can say everything, but, like,
I have one.
Umrah!
Wait, oh, I forgot about her, but that's a sick one. Oh,
I love that one.
That one touched something in my heart.
Basically, there was a sister that we met, and she was just like, she was in Umrah when she saw the post about our event, and she literally made the hour for us. Like,
that one is so powerful.
At Umrah, she literally made the hour for us, and that we are all reunited in Jannah, and that she literally
and like success, and like, oh.
And she booked her tickets, like her last day at Umrah, she booked her tickets to come here. Like, that's so powerful.
Like, physically.
There's another one I can't know, what? But low key, this one's a bit private, so I can't really reveal it. It was a little.
Oh, the lesser, yeah, defo.
Yeah, but that's fine. No, you're as not in, reading I was a letter to her.
No, 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 that's what I'm saying.
Sorry. Oh, like, here's me saying to her.
I'm saying I can't see the content of the letter.
Yeah. Someone wrote a letter that was really heartfelt, and I actually cried in the car while she was reading it.
It was so
like, she actually teared up. I'm not going
to
lie.
You know what made me cry, guys? The girl said that she used to go to, whenever she was at Oxford Street, she would bring the letter with her because we go to Oxford Street. I don't know, we just snap when we're there. But she used to carry the letter with her in the hopes that she would see us and she could give us the letter. Like, are you joking? My heart literally melted.
That was
like,
actually so cute. And she was so literally a small little girl. Like, she was like 15, 16. Yeah. And she's mad. But speaking of, just to quickly bounce off that before I say my one,
piggyback.
Aisha just said we used to snap a lot and we do have a Snapchat and the link will be down below. So add that if you guys want. That's where that behind the scenes plug goes.
What's something that stopped you from the event?
There was one girl, there was a Sudanese girl. She's like, she thanked all of us and she turns to me, she goes, thank you so much for representing the Sudanese and like basically Sudanese people. And I was like, wow. Like,
and her mum was there.
Her mum was there.
Her mum, she co-signed. She was like, yes, thank
her
you.
Her mum was like sitting right in the front row. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, give me that.
You didn't tell her.
And I went and I hugged her mum. It was just so that cute. That one for me was the one, I can't lie.
Also, I have another one. And it was Maham.
Oh,
bro.
I love you, girl. I know you watching.
I love this girl.
You are.
Like, she literally was just like, listen, like, I look up to you guys. Like, you lot are like.
She came down from Manchester.
Manchester, first of all, alphabetic. And she was just like, look, like, I pray for you guys all the time, make the eye for you guys all the time. And for my mum as well. I was literally, it was just so nice.
She was
and
telling then she me was, she started YouTube because of us.
Because of us as well. I was about to say that, oh, bless her. No, I literally love her.
Shout out to Sadia, man. She made that event what that event was.
Sadia really. Like,
she did things that
she didn't need to do. Like, we did need extra help, and SKT were there, and all of our friends were there. Shout out to Hani and Mona. They literally like hosted the beginning.
Literally.
But like, Sadi just did the ins.
She went above and beyond.
And what's mad as well? Just the things that were going wrong.
It was mad. No one asked her.
No one asked her.
We didn't ask her.
Nobody asked.
We didn't ask her to do anything, guys. We didn't ask her to come early with us to help.
I can just imagine her being behind the screen going, that's what friends are for.
I know. But like, we're not used to that.
Like, imagine behind the screen saying bare minimum.
I know.
Oh, I love you, Sadia. HA. That's shameless plug for her in the comment below. And we're literally always on her YouTube.
Guys, so make that for Sadia.
Please make that for Sadia.
If you want to watch more of Sadia, she has a channel. If you want to watch more of her, she also has a channel because we're also on there. So like literally everything you want from Sadia, she's there.
And she's focusing more on YouTube. So win-win.
But that was basically my question.
That's crazy. Oh my God, I want to talk about what we spoke about in the car the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is something that I was like to them. Me and Muna, we were on live and we were speaking about it. And I was like, oh.
Podcast.
We were like on live and we were having like a deep chat. We were with Sadia. It was me, her and Sadia in the car. And like we were having a deep reflection chat of like friends and, you know, the best traits of
friends.
Our usual
debriefs,
blah,
you know. Sorry you weren't there this time.
Yeah. She watched it though.
So you watched the live though, isn't it?
Oh my God, you know, I was watching the live and I was thinking, so these lot want to do the three best traits when I'm not there.
We did it for you as well.
No,
though.
You did it.
Oh, we didn't get to you. Why the hell did you?
You know what I'm thinking to myself? I was like, that day in the coach, they couldn't even think of one, but on live, they got numbers. Remember that day on the coach? Where were we going? Morocco. In Morocco, we were on the coach. And I was like, guys.
That was different. I was in a goofy mood. Come on now.
Obviously, she's not my blood.
No. Obviously, in a vehicle,
That's the title.
2 a.m., naturally, deep car briefs. On the way to quad biking in the sunny Morocco, I'm going to have fun.
Yeah,
you know
I was asking a deep question.
Was it that deep?
Yeah.
It's like when you got
I'm in the sun. I'm trying to have fun on a quad bike. I don't care about seriousness.
Did you see how long it took? For us to
I don't know why you lot took so long with each other, you know, because I was thinking I'm bare for you lot.
All right,
I think you were under pressure because
the live.
Yeah,
but basically we were talking and blah blah, we're talking about friendship. Then people were like commenting about trios in the comments and I was like, Tamina, do you remember that time? And she just knew. And I was like, we'll say that for the podcast. But basically there was a time in this trio, which is so funny, guys. We only have 15 minutes to see this story.
It wasn't even long ago.
I was like to them, do you remember the time when basically in this trio we all thought there was a duo?
Yeah.
But everyone collectively thought it, but no one said it till one day.
As in each one of us thought it. Like, make
so
it make sense.
Aisha thought we were excluding her and it was us two closer. Yeah. Not excluding, but like she thought us two were closer. Yeah. I thought them two were closer.
Yeah.
And Muna thought them two. Us two were closer. But we were all okay with it, so we kept it silent. It wasn't a thing where it was like
we all just were content. We were just like, yep, this is how it is. Okay.
It wasn't that much of a
But it still made us all sad individually.
Yeah, like it would affect me sometimes, and then it would affect her sometimes, and it would affect her sometimes, but no one would say it.
One of those things that's kind of moist to bring up.
Yeah. Also, wait, disclaimer, can we, like, after we speak about it, can we all just make a pact? Please don't discredit me feeling that way, or you.
Yeah,
because no, if I say,
bro, if you feel that way, it's valid because I felt it as well.
Yeah, 100%. But if I say, yeah, I felt you'd be like, no, shut up. I felt it. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to validate.
Thank you very much.
So basically, yeah. How it came about was, I think I started the conversation.
Yeah.
And I was basically, I think...
No, I did.
Are you sure?
I remember because you were like, what? I've never knew you felt like
that. You know what's so
mad? That's when me and Moon were like, how do you feel like that?
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, you know what's so mad about the conversation? No. In this conversation, I think...
I started
it. No, I think she started it.
I think you did.
But I remember it... No.
I think, I'm not
sure. No, it actually was her, I'm not going to lie. I do remember blurting
and then it you lot being like, that's mad because
I remember like in this conversation I didn't say my piece because I felt like it was too much in the conversation.
No, literally, let me check time crunch. Well, we've got 12 minutes to explain the story. So basically I don't know how to start it. So I thought,
by the way guys, sorry,
I don't know how I started.
People always ask us in the comments where we're always on a time crunch. It's because we have a set hour for recording.
Yeah.
And they always want to know why we're rushing, but it's because whenever I say 2 minutes left, it's because I've got an hour and the mic's cut off at the hour.
The ghetto in studio. Yeah, it's the ghetto.
Don't worry, soon coming. So
inshallah. I'm saying that for a year.
This time I'm drinking.
Inshallah.
What's it called? Yeah, so I don't know how I started. I don't know why I started the conversation, but I know it was like we were talking about something. Yeah. And I was like, you know.
We were being very open.
Everyone was being honest about something.
It was like a three-month debrief.
Not even 3 months. I think I'd say like every 2 years we have a proper debrief. Yeah.
Communication is key,
but sometimes it's not necessary. With us, I don't think it's necessary sometimes because we're very vocal anyway.
Yeah. But that's because now.
Yeah.
Now we had to get to that stage.
Yeah, that is true.
Carry on.
So basically, yeah. So I don't know how I started it, but I was like, I must have made a comment like, oh yeah, you two are closer. And then Aisha was like, what do you mean? And then I started explaining myself. I was like, what do you mean?
And then I was like, how long have you felt like this?
Yeah. Then she asked that question and I was like, since sixth form. And she was like, what? Yeah.
So wild, Tim.
And then basically it started a whole conversation. These times we're in the last year of uni. So imagine sixth form is, by the way, for anyone else that's not in the UK, it's 2 years before uni.
Yeah.
So I felt from sixth form till like the last year of uni, which is 5 years.
Yeah.
And then Aisha was like, what? I felt the same. And she started explaining her stuff. And I was like, how can you feel like that if I felt like that? Everyone was like, what?
Everyone was like, Spider-Man.
And then came into the conversation late, which was funny. And then you were like, guys, what is going on? So she started like, not comforting both of us, but like she started like,
I was comforting it, and then I was like, guys, I think it's safe to say we all felt like that. And they were like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's literally what she said. And then we were all literally
But I comforted more than I explained myself, if that makes sense.
She said that, and she was like, I'm not explaining myself. She was like, it's not that deep, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
mine wasn't that deep, did you get it? Yeah.
Yeah, like, Mina was in that, like, I hear you kind of mean.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't in the still kind of, I was in that, I'll help you lot, like figure it out.
Is that recording?
Yeah.
I don't know why I always ask.
Wait, but Moon, I'm curious because...
No, but I thought mine was obvious though. Like
by the way,
mine isn't deep.
Wait, I just want to do a disclaimer. We all felt like it, but no one was doing it intentionally. We all just saw... We were all looking from different lenses.
Yeah.
So that's... Anyways, we'll get on to that.
But yeah, I didn't explain mine because mine was very, very obvious. Like, I understood why you two explained yours because yours was... Because you lot wasn't obvious. Do you get it? But mine was obvious. Same sixth form, same course, same... Like, everything you two were doing was together. Do you get it? I was already out of the mix. So a lot of the time, like, mine was very, very obvious.
Okay, I can see why you think of it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, sixth form was a lot. By the way, sorry, guys. They went same sixth form, same
for
subjects.
One year only.
Yeah, for 1 year only. Same subjects, but then even when she left, they were still doing the same courses, if that makes sense.
But we were all together.
So you're all together, but like you saw like be together more, if that makes sense. And then a uni, same course, same uni, to be fair. I was in a different city. Do you know what I mean? So naturally I was gonna feel that way. Like mine was just very obvious, if that makes sense. So I didn't really feel the need to explain it because
but
I was like,
me and Aisha's mind, why we were like, what? It's because we always included her.
So but like even in those events, it was cleared, if that makes sense.
I get what you mean, because like we're hosting.
You're hosting an event. Exactly.
I get what you mean. Like that's what I mean by like we all felt that way because we're all looking at it from different lenses.
Yeah.
And I thought mine is so childish. I looked at it in the lens. Does anyone remember?
I remember. I can't remember you like the whole dancing thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, you're not always walking off dancing together. You're not always doing things together. Yeah. Basically, they're the two singers and the two dancers. So like,
singers.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know the same songs. And
she thought stuff. Because me and Muna had that one thing in common that, like, she...
Yeah.
Basically, if you were on a boat, I'll be honest, that. You lot would go off for, like, an hour, let practice this dance, film the dance, and then I'd come back and I'd be like, yeah, how
musically,
was it? I was like, how was it? And the thing is, the thing is, guys, what annoyed me about it was not that they're dancing. It's like, they wouldn't invite me to dance because they knew I was sick. So they would never invite me to come and dance with them.
Why? We didn't bother because you would be shy and you'd be like, I can't dance.
That's why we didn't do it, because every time we'd ask you, you'd be like, nah, I can't. I'd be like, okay.
You just want to be invited. Yeah. Like, I just want to be
invited. They wanted the invite regardless of not being able to dance.
Ask her twice.
Yeah,
ask her
twice and they never asked again.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that was actually fun. And then your one, what was it again?
Oh, I remember your mine one. Was like, she was like, you're always walking off, Amina, you always show her things first. I remember you said that.
Oh, my big thing was the phone thing. The phone it's thing. Just like, usually you want to show someone like whose opinion you care about. So I kept thinking, because she's showing the phone to do it all the time, she doesn't care for my opinion.
She'd show me first and next time. Then she'd show
me. No. There'd be times where a dude would be sat opposite you and you're showing her first. And I'd be thinking, brother, I'm right here. Did I not get a shout?
Well, look, that was not the case.
Me while you lot are dancing, I'm right here.
Meanwhile, I'm... No. But all of us were just overthinking, I can't lie.
That's why we're saying it's so key to communicate, because no one thought the other thought that.
And if I didn't address it or you didn't address it, I would have still thought that probably today.
The phone thing is so funny to me.
And that is why your trios don't work, because you ain't communicating.
But
anything in life will not work without communicating. Your relationship, 100%. Your... communication with your business, with work, with actual friendship, blah blah blah. It will never work without communication.
Do you know what's crazy though? There are some trios where there are people that are duos.
Yeah, and that's sad.
That's so sad. Because it's actually true. It actually happens.
If yours is very blatant, and you address it to them and they still deny it.
Like ours is silly little things, but if yours is genuinely like they're going out alone and stuff like that.
That's mad.
I have to be honest.
Because I would never ask her out and then be like, safe. Do you get it? Like I'll always call her and if she doesn't answer, be like, yeah, so.
You know what? This is a disclaimer to all
of you. I never even go on private chat about you lot unless it's a surprise.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm planning a move, if it's in the group chat.
Or if it's something that is literally just with you. Graduation or something like that.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. Yeah. Being on private chat with either of them is weird to me.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I'm just like, okay.
I'm like, when is the combo getting done? This is awkward. No, I'm joking. Obviously, we have days that we'll go out alone or we'll go out alone, but that's because the other person already knows and they don't want to come.
Yeah, like that.
I don't have to explain it. Like, it's not if there's a duo leaving without you and they haven't told you about that motive. You need to look at it as they are two friends that are clearly choosing each other
over you. I'm sorry. You're not wanted.
The flag like is you. Red and it's waving in your face.
This is big sister advice. Please take it.
Red lights.
All right, spot on red.
Yeah, like, it's just silly. Like, oh, they don't even have an excuse. What's your excuse? Is that your phone?
I don't know.
Like, what's your excuse? Oh, yeah, we wanted to do this and you're not into that, but I don't get it.
Why not invite me anyway?
No.
Yeah, like, let the other... Even if we have motives that is blatantly without you, blatantly without her, we're still talking about
the chat.
That's
what I'm saying, exactly.
It's weird.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie, guys, they'll go on a motive, and with the uni lot, with the uni friends,
discuss
and I'll know about it. I'll be like, oh, have fun, guys.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll know about it.
Because it's a trio of friendship. It's not a thing where us two... I don't have to explain it.
And more time, I'll be invited.
I'll literally be invited.
You get it? So
literally, it's to the point where, guys, you know, people know how inseparable we are, that our own friends that we have separately will invite me out, but tell them to bring
guys, I forgot to tell you. There was a motive that my friend in uni invited me to, and invited you to too. I started laughing. It was so funny.
To the point where people that have never met invite us as a collective because they know we come as a group. That's so funny.
It's so joke.
But yeah, I'll hum about it, guys. Y'all better say that right now.
But
I feel like being
I just think that's a comfortable way of doing it, and like just having one group chat, which is basically a chat for all three of you, and like
100%.
I mean, trios, quadruples, cincos, all of them can work.
I will say though,
anything can work as long as it's communication. Everyone knows that they're
you have
on
to be
page.
Willing to make it work. Yeah.
I will say though, there are sometimes when it's a duo.
That's what I was saying earlier.
With us.
He's lying.
No,
she said,
surprise.
I was about to say, how are you telling them before you're telling me?
Yeah.
When there's obviously like a surprise birthday or something, there'll be duos.
We all know. We like whenever it's coming near my birthday, like I'll know that them two are in chats and they're meeting up without me. And and I know it's for like, Jamie, it's for something.
Wait, but Moon, I want to go. You tried to skip like past that. I want to go back to Dubai. What happened in Dubai?
Oh, Dubes. I just no, that was obviously because in Dubes we met up with uni friends, and I felt like that was very like I was like I didn't know a lot about things you were speaking about. Do you get it?
That makes sense.
But I love her. Do you get it?
That was only like one day that. It was a couple actually.
Was that two motives?
Yeah,
I get that. I can't like.
So.
If someone's you think everyone's gonna get along, let's go.
I didn't think we were exceeding.
We got along very well and I love her so much with my whole heart and my chest.
Shout out to Najma.
Shout out to Najma. I love her so
much.
No, but I'm saying I just felt like that obviously because it was quite early. Like, and I just met her, like I think I met her like a couple times before. And there were things that I couldn't relate to. That's literally it. But I loved the whole day.
She was
anyway.
Kinda doing a course that we were doing.
So yeah, like, exactly. Like there was just a lot of things that I wasn't really included in, but I didn't mind. Like I was having a fun day. You got it?
Apart from that though.
You know, it was all good.
I was gonna say because if anything in Dubai it was you.
Yeah, I was asked to in the hotel. 100%.
But yeah, that was a lot of information on load.
This is a fun episode. I can't
offload. Wait, what is it? If I like
offload,
offload and unload to you guys.
Unload. Yep. Trauma dump.
Waffle fries.
Oh my god! Wasn't it curly fries?
It was curly fries, and then it was waffle fries. Curly fries. We're such nerds.
Potatoes are spark.
I see a nerd.
Oh my god, we're actually nerds. What the hell?
Good.
But yeah.
And you cost nerds in the last video.
Oh, shut up. If you haven't watched the vlog, go watch that.
Oh my god, you know what, I'm really enjoying filming these days. I'm actually really enjoying
I actually enjoy filming nowadays, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I actually do. Like, I just feel like weight lifted off my shoulder now that I know what my actual
intentions are.
And I've like renewed it this year.
And I've met who's watching quite literally.
It's so I love it. And inshallah, put it down below, guys, where you want us to come next. And if you'd only come, just put it down.
Yeah.
Not like if we'd put it down. Sorry, don't put it down if we're gonna come and you're not even gonna come.
Yeah. Because I actually want to meet you, so that's actually false hope for me.
By the way, UK based only. Like Birmingham, Manchester, all them.
But for perspective, can you comment down below where you're watching this from?
Because in this episode, if you've reached this far, what emoji are we putting down for them?
Oh my god, let's put down. Oh, under pressure.
Oh,
under
pressure.
I'm sweating.
Get the friends emoji.
Ah. And, like, hold hands. No, but that's twos. You're setting us up, man. That's literally a duo.
We're already separating a duo.
Damn.
Put the number three.
Put the number three.
What? Just put a... Nah, because, like, what if they're just someone that doesn't have friends and stuff? Yeah, like...
No, but it's not for them.
Okay, use the emoji. Guys, come on now.
Sorry, fine. Okay, do the hug emoji. Wait, is there a hug emoji? There isn't it? Like that.
I know what you should do. Do this emoji.
Do this emoji.
I know it's two hands, but it's an agreement.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Is everyone agreed on that?
I'm agreed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on that note, guys,
it's been your boy Dua.
And it's been your boy Aisha.
It's been your boy Muna. You know what? Guys, that's actually really bad about us.
What?
We never say salam alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Remember I told you guys there was a time where I was like,
because of your mum. I remember.
We always say.
Sorry, man.
Anyways, guys, salam alaikum.
Now I need to get up.